For 2 weeks, John Liu's campaign and the conduct of two of his associates have been central to a federal trial in Lower Manhattan. The city comptroller and mayoral hopeful faces no charges himself, but Liu's name, his aspirations, and the Asian American heritage he shares with the two defendants are all discussed throughout his trial. Also under scrutiny, whether his campaign staff and volunteers were knowingly delivering big-dollar donors to Liu in the hopes of securing future favors from City Hall. Lawyers finished their closing statements yesterday. Jury deliberations begin today. WNYC's Bridget Bergen has been covering the trial and joins us now. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
So the defendants are Jia Jenny Ho, the campaign's former treasurer, and Ching Oliver Pan, a fundraiser. What exactly are the charges they're facing?
Well, there are two charges facing both defendants: conspiracy to commit wire fraud and attempted wire fraud. Then there are two additional charges facing just Jenny: obstruction of justice, which has to do with withholding documents after she was served with two grand jury subpoenas, and making false statements. The government says she lied about her filing to the campaign finance board, and she lied that she had produced all the documents under subpoena.
And what does that have to do with the so-called straw donor fundraising scheme you've been covering?
Exactly. So the conspiracy and attempted wire fraud charges are related to the straw donor scheme. The prosecution claims the defendants worked together to funnel large amounts of money into the Liu campaign. Since the city has limits on how much any one donor can contribute to a candidate, if they plan to take matching funds, prosecutors allege Oliver Pan recruited donors to give what looked like smaller donations, and that would increase the number of donors that would be eligible for matching funds. Those people, in turn, would be reimbursed. As the treasurer, Jenny Ho was responsible for the record keeping of the campaign, so the prosecution says she was knowingly part of the scheme.
And how does John Liu fit into all of this?
As you said, first and foremost, Liu has never been charged with any wrongdoing. But his campaign was at the center of this trial. According to FBI testimony, their investigation into the campaign went back to 2008. So prosecutors laid out their case attempting to demonstrate that there was the straw donor scheme and that the defendants were involved in that. But during summations yesterday, they went a step further. Assistant U.S. Attorney Justin Anderson said the whole point of the straw donor scheme was so the candidate would know where the money was coming from, that it would defeat the purpose if the candidate didn't know, since that person expected some favors in the future. The broader implication was that this was a strategy that the full campaign staff was knowingly engaging in. You know, the defense, of course, then spent most of their time trying to poke holes in the government's case. But when it came to Liu, both defense teams said that it was the government's failed attempt to bring a criminal case against him that had landed them all at this trial. The lawyer for Oliver Pan called his client collateral damage.
So how did prosecutors try to make their case?
Well, it was a two-week trial, as you said, so there were lots of witnesses, staff from the campaign finance board, people who admitted that they were straw donors, meaning they gave money but were expected to be reimbursed. There was John Liu's longtime aide, Sharon Lee, who testified that she offered to reimburse donors, and there were several FBI agents.
Now, in a criminal case, the burden of proof is on the prosecution. They need to prove the charges beyond a reasonable doubt. That means the defense teams don't necessarily have to put on their own case, but did they offer alternative theories?
There were defense teams for each defendant. So Oliver Pan's lawyer argued that, well, yes, his client had engaged in a straw donor scheme. The purpose of the scheme was not to defraud the city of public matching funds. So while he may have broken some state and city election laws, he's not actually guilty of the crime he's accused of committing. And on top of that, his lawyer also offered an entrapment defense. In essence, he was saying his client never would have committed the crime had the undercover agent not induced him to do it.
And what about Jenny Ho's lawyers?
You know, they described her as this innocent victim who walked into a campaign that was already under investigation. They talked about the complexity of the city's campaign finance system. They used the chronology of her trips back to China and the fundraising events sort of at the heart of this case to say she couldn't have been involved since she was traveling leading up to them. They said she was an ingenue in her first year of college, and this was her first job. So ultimately, it was just her carelessness in a complex system, not any intent to commit a crime.
Now, the jury begins deliberating this morning. What possible sentences did the defendants face?
The sentences are serious. Pan faces a maximum of 40 years, and Ho faces a maximum of 65 years.
Thanks so much, Bridget.
You're very welcome.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.